Much-loved Murraylands Festival Sounds by the River returns next year for a COVID-safe event sporting a massive lineup of Aussie artists. The March 27 event in Manham will be headlined by longtime supporters Jimmy Barnes, Hoodoo Gurus, John Stevens, Diesel, Vika and Linda, and Chris Chaney. The heart and soul of Aussie rock and roll, Jimmy Barnes, is on the line with me now for a chat about it. Hi, Barnesy.
G'day, how are you?
Nice to talk to you, Jim. Yeah, really well, thank you. Great to talk to you. And the festival's obviously absolutely stoked to have you back for its 11th year. What do you love about this festival, Barnesy?
Well, you know, it's a bit dear to my heart because of being a South Australian. We used to drive up from Adelaide up there and go swimming and hanging out in the river and all that sort of stuff in the old days. But I think it happens to be one of the best looking venues that you played. You know, I remember the first time we did it, we drove over the hill. And it was spectacular, you know, with the crowd laid out along the banks of that river and the mighty Murray sort of flowing past. It's pretty breathtaking, you know.
It is.
And, you know, the houseboats tied up and there's, you know, thousands of people. The town's come alive. It's a really great festival to be a part of. And I like the fact that that Dwayne, who runs the Red Hot Summer, you know, every one we've done, he's always, you know, taken a lot of time putting the right bills together. He's made sure that, you know, the crowds are looked after. It's a great festival.
Yeah. Some of your mates are up there with you. Who are you looking to watch at the festival this year?
When we decided we were doing Sounds by the River, Dwayne and I, you know, we went through and handpicked the bill. The Hoodoo Gurus are probably, you know, one of the great live rock and roll bands this country's ever produced. Diesel's my brother-in-law. He's my favourite, you know, bloody musician, singer, guitar player, producer in this country. One of my dearest friends. I know that he's telling me he's just rediscovered his old band, The Injectors, and he's injecting a whole bunch of their songs back into the set, which is really cool for this. John Stevens is a beautiful singer, a great mate. I love the fact that Vic and Linda, the way they combine gospel and islander music and Celtic music, it's just really great melodies. And, of course, Chris Chaney, who, you know, from Living End. Chris is one of the great performers this country has ever made too. I love them all, and I'm looking forward to getting up. I'm going to be there all day watching them all. I think you're going to find that there'll be people jumping up and down on stage with each other all the way through the shows because we're all mates.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Can I just tell you that we're all chomping at the bit to play? You know, by the time this comes around, it would have been a year since I toured. And I did plan to take 6 months off this year because I'd just finished, you know, my tour and then Cold Chisel tour. But nobody expected to have this much time in forced retirement. So every one of these bands is really happy to be getting out. I know the audiences are looking forward to a big day in the sun, you know, having fun, kicking their heels up and singing rock and roll. And that's what we're there for.
Absolutely. Yeah, it has been not a whole lot of live music this year. Has it been useful for you? Has your pandemic year been one that's helped you devise some new projects and come up with some new songs?
Absolutely. I mean, we did plan to take some time off, but in that time I planned to write a book and write an album, which I've basically done. The book's out now, The Killing Times, and that's done really well. So I had the time to sit and actually contemplate and relax and think about what I was doing. And, of course, we haven't stopped making music. Although we haven't been out touring, you know, my wife and I have been making music every day nearly, you know, at home. And we thought it was, you know, our duty to reach out to all those people who are in lockdown and who are struggling with this isolation. So we started doing this as a little you know, way of reaching out to people. And it ended up being something that just brought us a lot of joy. And so, you know, every day, Jane and I, you know, nearly every day, we've done about 150 songs this year that we put up on social media. And we just pick songs that we love, you know, saying that. And they're not songs you'd normally expect us to be singing. Things, you know, if you'd have told me, you know, 5 years ago that I'd be singing a Doris Day song on the internet, I'd say you were crazy. But here we are, and we've done it. You know?
But there's
some really lovely things that we've done. And to make music for my wife is beautiful. My kids have all been involved when they come over. So the time, as bad as this whole isolation and COVID situation has been, and I know it's been terrible for a lot of people, for us as a family, it's been good because it's made us sit still and appreciate each other and what we have. And that's a great thing.
Oh, that is just wonderful. I have seen on Twitter some of those videos, and it's really nice for your fans to see you and see how you're going. Is it nice to have that interaction?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's just great that people see the reason and the intention and, you know, and the love that's put behind it, because, you know, we're recording these things on an iPhone every night. It's not high big production numbers here. We get up, Jane and I, we learn a song, and, you know, and per Jane, you know, because I'm not one for doing a lot of takes, so So we'll get up there and we'll learn it, and then I'll say, okay, let's do it. And, you know, and she's going, but I'm not, I'm saying, no, you can do it. And so we put them out there, and they're not perfect. And it's, and I think people appreciate the fact that it's just us flying by the seat of our pants, doing something out of love and having fun doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And the reaction's been really good. And I just think, you know, it's just, I think it's, you know, shone a bit of light in some people's lives when they've been alone or when they've been dark. So, you know, anything we can do like that, is this is what we do for you know, this is how we communicate and what we do for love anyway. So to share that with people has been a really great thing.
Jimmy Barnes is with me. He's headlining Sounds by the River in March, announced last night, and tickets on sale on Thursday, 9 a.m. You've got to get in quick because it usually sells out. And Barnesy, you were in hospital in July. How are you doing? You all recovered?
I'm good. I had just a bad stomach infection, but I'm fighting fit. You know, the other thing I've been doing is, you know, I've been home, and I've been doing Pilates and walking miles and doing all that sort of stuff. So I'm really healthy. But I'm looking forward to getting out and getting some shows under my belt,
yeah,
so that I can just get out. You know, there's nothing like being match fit. It's like, you know, when you play, you can sing at home all you want, but getting out in front of an audience just makes you work really hard. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and congrats on your third novel debuting at number one. Tell us a little bit about Killing Time, short stories from The Long Way Home.
Well, you know, it started out, you know, I started writing a bunch of, I thought it'd be interesting just to, and a bit of fun just to write short stories. I didn't think any of these stories would be related. I thought they'd all be sort of, you know, just different little tales, little ditties that I thought of that were funny and entertaining. But in the end, when I got it all together, I realized that all the stories were sort of really, there was a thread and a connection through them all. And that was, they were sort of connected to the past and the future. It was that sort of bridge between the two. And so there's a lot of stuff there, you know, which I didn't realize until I wrote them down, that would directly relate to those first two books, but also relate to the progress I've made since writing those books and looking forward. Mm. So it's done really well. It was a really great thing to write. I really enjoyed the process of doing it. And I particularly like short stories. You know, I think it's a really good format.
Yeah, and it's the same name as your new song, right?
Yeah, well, the idea came because, you know, Killing Time, the song I wrote with Don Walker for the Last Cultures record. It's a song that I wrote about, you know, they look at the politics of the world and the environment and everything. It's about everything just becoming a downward spiral and, you know, countries breaking down and the environment breaking down and relationships breaking down and the pressure that this all this puts on families and stuff. So I wrote the song about that, which is quite a dark sort of, you know, subject matter. But I wrote it while I was sort of flying to a show. You know, I was on an airplane and I got the idea and I wrote these lyrics just out of the blue. And I thought about that and I thought, you know, this is what Killing Time is, what musicians tend to do, you know, more than play music. We spend 22 hours of the day, you know, killing time. You know, flapping about trying to get to shows or rent a car or waiting for the hotel to let you in or waiting for the venue to open up, waiting for the band to arrive, waiting for the crowd to turn up. And then you get to get up and sing for a couple of hours. So there's a lot of spare time. And I'm not sure it happens to everybody, but a lot of really interesting and some unusual and some very funny things happen to you in the process of getting to and from shows and just what happens between while life is going on, you know?
Barnesy, an absolute pleasure to have a chat with you today. Can't wait to see you at Sounds by the River in March. Thanks so much for your time.
Nice to talk to you, Jenny. All the best.